Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Let's see how this is working. All right. All right. Kit, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Just keep talking for a second. I want to look at decibels.
Okay, cool. Going to keep talking. Keep talking. Dude, this is wild. Like,
what is?
The whole, like, whole number to call and then, like, it records onto the internet. Like, technology.
I know, right?
Technology.
I know. It's wild. Okay. Hang on one second.
Can you
okay,
come check
cool.
I did it right?
Should I keep talking?
Can you come check I did it right, please? Come on. Come on. Who said to wake you up? Come on. Michael, go in your room, please. Go on. Okay. Oh, jeez. All right.
Yeah. Yo.
Yes. All right, hang on a second. So I have
okay.
The Audacity, and then this is hooked up, so it's going to record me through this mic, yeah? Because I called in through the phone, or was I not supposed to call through the phone?
Is you're on through the microphone?
I don't know. I called through the house phone.
Can she hear you?
She can hear me through the... She can't hear me through the mic.
Yeah,
she
I
can hear me through the house phone.
Oh, okay.
I can hear
yeah,
you
that, that's going to work.
So just record it over the phone?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. We will do that. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
Anyway. all right, everybody out. All the cats are in here. No, guys, no. Yeah, we're down to 3 cats.
Aww.
I feel like we've made progress.
That's, yeah,
okay.
That's a pretty reasonable number of cats. Like,
yeah,
I think
it's
like
better than what we...
Yeah, I feel like a good number of cats is, like, as long as you maintain a no more than 2 cats per adult per household, then, like, you're good.
Yeah, I don't think that's a bad
more
thing
than
at all. I don't think that's
yeah.
bad.
Any more
yeah.
than that, it gets wild. But, like, as long as you maintain either 2 or fewer cats per adult that live in the household, then, like, you're set.
Yeah, because now
but,
we're just to the point where everyone kind of has their own cat, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I like it. I can dig it. Yeah, okay. So, all right. So I'm bringing back the After Dark. That was a show we used to do to talk about, like, you know, sex, sexuality, sex workers' rights, all the adult kind of shit for the podcast. So
yeah.
bringing it back, yes, which I'm very excited
all right.
about. But, yeah, so I want you on because you know more about this than I do because you have been around far leftist circles online more than I have. So what the fuck is Tanky Twitter? Right, what
okay.
the fuck is Tanky Twitter?
Tanky Twitter is possibly the worst thing to ever happen to the left, possibly, other than maybe, like, COINTELPRO. But, like, Tanky Twitter, it's up there. Basically, it's weird because, like, I kind of feel like most tankies don't really exist in real life. Like, they mostly are just, like, online and, like, talk a bunch of shit online, but, like, every so often, like, I do run into, like, a real-life tanky, which is
mm-hmm.
disturbing, because, like, these motherfuckers, like, they straight up idolize Stalin. Like, they're like, oh, yeah, Stalin did nothing wrong. He was, like, really onto something. And,
Which, yeah, I noticed that. I was looking at people's profiles, and it's all, like, fucking, like, shit is like straight up Soviet propaganda or like
oh, yeah.
Very into the whole like Mao thing. It's just like, and it's just like random pictures
oh, yeah.
of like everyone wearing a uniform from, you know, different historical time points.
I personally do not consider tankies to be comrades.
Right.
Mainly because, like, I feel like they have a whole lot more in common with fascists than they do with, like, any other leftist or post-leftist or, like, anyone of any type of liberatory ideology whatsoever. And they're really fucked up. And if you say anything against, like, any authoritarian communist country that has ever existed or currently exists, like, they'll, like, jump on you and be like, oh, no, like, it's Western imperialist propaganda. And it's like, I mean, like, for example, like, they all fucking love North Korea. They think that, like, North Korea is, like, the best shit in the entire world. And it's like, granted, like, there is a lot of, like, fucked up, incorrect propaganda about what actually goes on in North Korea, but it's still not a good place, you know?
Right, right.
But,
yeah, and, like, that's the wild thing to me, is, like, people are really, just based on the comment, so I guess I should backtrack this a little bit. So what I did, because, you know, I talk shit on Twitter, it's what the fuck I do, right? I made a couple tweets and just kind of said something to the effect of, you know, it's not only the right wing that has really shitty politics and ideas around sex workers. A lot of leftists have really bad ideas around sex work, too. Fix it.
Which
you
is
know,
true.
And they found the tweet and are upset, right? And so all these people start hopping in my mentions. They're people, they all either have, like, none of them actually say tanky, but they're, like, Marxist-Leninist. I'm like,
yeah,
right.
I mean, tankies don't like to call themselves tankies. Like, every so often they'll call themselves tankies, but, like, they really get upset if you call them tankies, because, like, it's I mean, tanky is, like, a somewhat derogatory term, and, like, yeah, so they're all, like, Marxist, Leninist, Stalinist, whatever, and, like, I mean, I think a big part of their problem is, like, they really idolize work in general, but in a very, like, sort of classically Soviet sense, where it's like, you know, the worker, and, like, I mean, sex workers, we don't fit into that at all, and so they don't really know what to do with us, and so they just condemn us.
That was something that I noticed a trend of, was a lot of people saying, but post-revolution, everyone can just go work in the factory for 40 hours. Why don't you want to go work in the factory 40 hours? I'm like, nigga, I'm working in a factory. Fuck a factory job. And, you know, it was interesting. Yeah, and it was also interesting, too. A lot of people were saying things like, you know, there wasn't really room for, like, but what if a factory job isn't for me? Or what if I'm not physically able to stand on my feet for 9 hours a day doing factory labor, or, you know, like, those were not questions that were allowed. And then
they
seemed to, and then they had this idea that, like, everything will be provided for you, so you don't need sex work anyway, because no one's ever going to trade for anything. And I was like,
which doesn't make any sense. And it's like, the thing is, it's like, I mean, people like, I mean, for lack of a better word, like, luxuries. I mean, that's why, like, the black market exists. There was a roaring black market in the Soviet Union because people wanted, like, the shit that the was not giving them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Had, like, nice shit, and instead of just, like, the basic necessities. And, like, I think that that's another really huge problem with the fucking just hanky bullshit is it's, I don't know, it's, like, very austere.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
They're like, oh, yeah, you know, like, it's bourgeois to, like, want nice things.
Mm-hmm.
Which, no, like, every creature in the world wants nice things. Like, even fucking, like, birds and shit, like, they want, I don't know, like, really nice shit to put in their nets. Like, it's just, like, a very basic instinctual animal thing to, like, want comfort. And also, like, I think another reason why tankies are so virulently and violently anti-sex work is, like, they have this weird fetishization of work, and like,
mm-hmm.
if they accept sex work as work, then they would have to think about like, oh, well, in this like weird tanky utopia that they all seem to want, you know, everyone is like given a job, and it's like, oh, okay, so like the state tells you what you do now, and
mm-hmm.
sex workers don't fit into that because that gets like super fucking coercive. And then if you start being like, oh, well, if the state is like basically forcing people into sex work and that's super fucking coercive, then like, wait a second, like, maybe these other things are also coercive and they don't want to think about it. And so they're just like, no, it's exploitation.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was definitely a more interesting Twitter experience dealing with these people. I was not prepared.
Oh, yeah, tanky, like, regular Swerve Twitter is terrible, and, like, tanky Twitter is terrible, but, like, when you get to tanky Swerve Twitter, it's, like, a whole other level of heinous. And, like...
yes.
It's weird to watch the tankies because, like, I don't know. I pay attention to, like, the tankies on Twitter, and mostly because I see other people talking shit to them and they're just sort of, like, thrust in my face. But, like, it's been mm-hmm. really weird to watch for the past, like, I don't know, year and a half, 2 years or so, to sort of watch, like, the general tanky, I don't know, morals or whatever you want to call it, like,
mm-hmm.
slide more and more into like this very like puritanical conservative thing, which, I mean, of course, like the Soviet Union was on that shit too. Like, they were very traditionalist.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
I mean, again, it's like fucking sex workers don't fit into that. And so, no, we're bad and we're degenerate, which is throwing around, which is real interesting considering who else loves that word.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And you know, what else was interesting? What else was interesting?
Maybe no. Maybe you're on the wrong track. I don't know. Maybe. Just a thought.
And that was, like, one of the wild things to me, too, is despite all this, like, hating on sex workers, they were still like, well, but, you know, people will be able to have sex without coercion, therefore, it doesn't matter, like, in that aspect, it doesn't matter, you know, like, sex work won't be needed because people can just have sex whenever they want. And I'm like, but this is also a very, like, unimaginative view of sex, like, in its own way. Like, yeah, some people want more than the club hookup. Like, you know, like BDSM is going to cease to exist post-revolution. Is that really? Like, no one's ever going to pay for, like, a lap dance. Like, nobody's ever going to watch porn again. Like, really?
Exactly. And, like, definitely, like, I think, like, post-revolution, like, will look completely different than it does now. For sure. But it's not going to be gone. Like... sex work, in some sense, has existed, like, before capitalism even existed, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, it's just kind of a thing. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, even...
No, I get it.
There's so many, like, species of animals that, like, use sex as a unit of trade, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes.
No,
I don't.
It will be like it does now, and it will probably be, like, significantly less terrible, but, like, it'll still exist.
Mm-hmm. And I think that one of the things, too, that I noticed with them is, like, and I was saying, like, but people will still trade sexual services for goods or other services, and they're like, oh, so someone's going to be like, you have to give me a blowjob to use my stuff. And I'm like, why are you always assuming it's, like, a cis man demanding a blowjob? And not, you know, like, somebody offering a sexual service or a like, not necessarily penetrative sexual service. Like, what if it's a lap dance? What if it's, like, pictures of nudes? What if it's an erotic massage? Like, you know what I mean? Like, no,
exactly.
It's only cis men demanding blowjobs. What? You know.
Like, yeah. And, I mean, to be real, like, the majority of these tankies have never, like, done sex work or talked to a sex worker, so they don't really understand, like, what sex work is, which I think has a lot to do with it. And, like, when people think about sex work, usually it's just, like, you know, they think about, like, straight up, like, hauling, where, you know, you, like, fuck dudes for money. But, and they don't think about how much more than that it is.
Right.
So I think that that's, like, a big part of it also.
Which was funny to me because they were really, yeah, they were really trying to convince me that, like, no, there's a bunch of sex workers in our ranks. And I'm like, no, the fuck there's not.
Well,
there's
right.
absolutely fucking not.
It's wild because it's, like, sometimes there will be these tankies that are, like, oh, yeah, they're, like, really anti-sex work and everything. And then you, and they're saying they're sex workers. And you come to find out that, like, their sex work is, like, they're, like, a cam girl or they have a premium Snapchat. Which, like, granted, that's totally sex work, but it is a very different type of sex work.
Right.
Very different. And, like,
right.
You know, there's a lot less stigma. It's, like, a completely different experience when you don't have to interact with clients, like, in person. Like, it just, it, no. It's not, no. So,
yeah.
That's a big thing is, like, these people who, like, are kind of sex workers but are not, like, in-person sex workers sort of misrepresenting themselves as, like, oh, yeah, we're the same as, like, people who actually interact with clients.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's, like,
that
okay,
is something,
cool,
yeah.
But, like, I'm, like, an anti-civilization anarchist, you know? Like, I want to see all work abolished. And so, of course, yes, like, sex work, like, as it exists now, I want to see it abolished because I want to see all industry abolished. But, like, there's still going to be the trade of sex for other things, like, even in a world where, like, industry and, like, as we experience it in capitalism doesn't exist anymore. Like, it's just always going to happen. Always.
And, you know, and that was, like, one of the wildest things to me, too, because they were on the whole, like, we need to abolish work and we need to abolish industry and, you know, like, post-revolution. It's, and that was a big thing, too, was, like, semantics. They're like, well, you can't call it sex work because work isn't really going to exist post-revolution. And I was like, okay, but we're calling it sex work now because we're not there yet. Can we just do that? Like, no, you can't call it sex work because it won't exist post-revolution, which is, like, bizarre to me. Like, are mechanics not allowed to be called mechanics now because they might not be mechanics then? Like, what are we doing? And,
yeah,
you know, so that was,
I
like,
mean,
really interesting to me.
And, like, they would never say that about mechanics either is the thing, you know? Like, they would be like, oh, yes, like, if you're a mechanic. And it's, like, there's, like, these special rules that apply only to sex work. And, I mean, it's not just tankies that have this problem. Like, much of the left does have this problem. Also, like, you have a bunch of, like, anti-work anarchists who, like, act like sex work is, like, somehow different and, like, empowering and special. And it's like, okay, no, like, if you're against work, you need to be against all work. And you can be against, like, sex work as it exists while still thinking sex workers should have rights. Come on, guys. It's so nuanced. It's great. You should try it sometimes.
No. We're not doing it. We're not going to. We refuse to do. We refuse to fucking do that shit. And then, like, I'm looking right now.
You don't.
Some of the fucking comments, stigmatize away, post-revolution, she thinks, this was somebody talking about me, post-revolution, she thinks she's going to be trading blowjobs for Manolos. Like, nigga, I don't,
oh
what?
My God.
Why?
Yeah.
What?
I saw that shit. Like, it was, no.
Like,
and it's wild because, like, I mean, they do the exact same shit that regular swerfs do. Where, like, they're like, oh, no, like, it's for your own good. And then they use, like, the most disgusting fucking stigmatizing language. And it's like, all right. So, like, either you want to abolish sex work because it's, like, so exploitative and, like, you don't believe in it and you think it's, like, a heinous thing. In which case, like, okay, so, like, maybe be nicer and, like, provide some viable alternatives. But you're not doing that. You're just being like, oh, yeah, the glorious state will give you a job in a factory.
Right.
I'm good on all. Like, if I wanted to be working in a factory, I'd be doing that right now. I would not be sucking dick.
I know. And I think, like, the wild thing, too, is it's so, like, regimented, right? So it's, like, whatever, 9 to 5 or whatever, 40 hours a week, Monday through Friday, everyone's going to be there, everyone's doing it, everyone's going to have everything they need, no one's going to ask for anything extra. And it's just, like, this very, like, capitalism is horrible, okay? But the idea that we could have some sort of revolution and come to a new society that is, like, post-capitalism, that, you know, you don't, you're not at risk of, like, starving to death if you don't work enough hours for somebody else. You know, like, we're getting away from this coercive labor model. And it's like, and the best you can come up with is everybody dresses the same, works at the same factory, leaves at the same time, goes, you know, comes to work at the same time, goes home at the same time, and isn't allowed anything nice or fun or colorful or beautiful. Like, this is
yeah.
what we have the fucking revolution for?
No, it's bleak as fuck, honestly. Like, it's super depressing, and I'm just kind of like, I don't understand why this would appeal to anyone, except for the fact that, like, ultimately, I feel like deep down, every tanky is, like, low-key kind of a fascist.
I can come up
like,
with no other possible reason for this.
I really
don't understand.
I believe that, like, deep down, every tanky is low-key a fascist, and it's wild because, like, you see them, you know, like the really high profile tankies on Twitter, like fucking Touring Police, for example, which is a very interesting choice of name. Like, this motherfucker, like, is just a jagoff in general, but, like, gradually has gotten, like, more and more and more and more and more authoritarian. And, like, you watch them sort of slide, right? And they're still claiming the left, but, like, they start to say, like, all the same shit that, like, literal Nazis are saying. Like, there's, like, less direct racism, but, like, if you just take out, like, the violent racism from what Nazis say, like, you kind of just have tanky shit.
And, oh, I'm actually concerned. I just looked that person up on Twitter. I have, like, 10 mutuals with them.
Oh, gross. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of really, I don't understand why people follow that person. I really don't. But there's, like, a lot of people who are, like, chill that follow them, and I'm just like, but, like, don't give him attention. Like, don't give him attention.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
I don't know.
No, I mean, I do agree, though, that, like, it does, a lot of it does sound deeply fascist. It sounds like that, it's honestly like that Big Brother shit, where they're like, everyone's going to work, and it's going to be glorious, and we're not allowed to enjoy anything, and we're going to have monitors who monitor personal transactions to make sure that nobody is trading anything for something that they want. But it's like,
yeah,
that's not, no.
Like, that's not freedom. Like, that's just, I mean, that's the same shit we have now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Only, you know, you don't have to worry about eating and having a place to live. But other than that, it's, like, the same shit we have now, where you're just, like, stuck in, like, some bleak existence. And, I mean, it's like, okay, what? Are we going to establish, you know, nice, like, camps to re-educate the people that don't want to live like this? Is that what we're going to do now? I mean,
we probably
are,
like, under their idea.
We could call
fucking probably.
Gulag. That's a really fun word to say. I mean,
yes.
Fucking the Soviets sent hella sex workers to Gulag. There was a thing. It was a big thing. Tankies are not comrades.
You know, the hilarious thing, too, is this whole thing, well, aside from my tweet, one of the first people in this group to respond was trying to lecture me about sex workers in Cuba, and they're like, no, they just trained them and gave them other jobs, and Cuba's on the brink of eliminating prostitution. And I was like,
no.
I guess I would say the brink.
I feel like
got there with it.
I don't know. I have this feeling that that's not true.
And it was hilarious because they're like, well, you can't prove that, you know, blah, blah. And I was pointing out that it's essentially like the pay-by-the-hour motels, basically, where you can go and have sex. Like, that's just what they are.
Yeah.
And I was like, there's an increase of those. And they're like, well, that doesn't prove that sex work is still happening. I was like, who do you think is utilizing them in tourist spots? Tourist spots,
exactly.
Pay-by-the-hour motels. Whom do you think is using them?
Exactly.
They're like, no, sex work is eradicated in Cuba. Okay.
Well, I mean, like, this is another thing about tankies is, like, they're fucking delusional, to be honest. Like, they're, like, legit fucking delusional. They, like, I mean, they want to talk about how, like, anyone who talks shit on any authoritarian, communist, anything is, like, just buying the, like, Western imperialist bourgeois propaganda. And, like, that's cool, and they can feel that way, but, like, the reality is they're buying the totalitarian propaganda of, like, all these fucking authoritarian communist countries. So, you know, and it's just...
I know. It's weird,
I've
right?
Had, like,
it's fucking weird.
I've had plenty of my own run-ins with, like, tanky swerf Twitter, because, like, a lot of times people, like, it pops up every so often where, like, the fucking tankies just get on some, like, swerf shit, like, extra hard. And, like, it's wild because it's just so fucking clear that everything boils down to the fact that, like, oh, wait, like, if we actually accept sex work as work, then, like, we kind of have to look at how we view work in general, and, like, maybe it's fucked up, and so, like, I'm gonna plug my ears and shut my eyes and say, la, 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 I can't hear you, you're exploited. Like, it really all boils down to that. And, like, it, I mean, I think that's very telling about just kind of how tankies operate and the general, I mean, that's, what's the word? That's just kind of like the MO of, like, authoritarianism is, like, no, this is this, and, oh, wait, there's, like, evidence to the contrary? Oh, shit, no, that's wrong, that's bad. Like, I mean, you know, you have it here in America, like, oh, you know, like, industry is expanding at a massive and completely unsustainable rate, and, like, the planet is, like, being poisoned, and ecological collapse is imminent, and, like, oh, no, that's just fake. It's a lie. It's a hoax. Like, it's
I just, I don't know. I can't imagine, like, why the obsession with trying to control how people engage in, like, personal levels of trade, how people engage in sexual activity. It's just, like, I just, I don't know. I guess, like, I'm still floored by the idea, like, there's this whole new world of possibilities, assuming that, you know, this revolution ever happens, which, you know, I'm not trusting the tankies to lead it. you know, but, like, this whole world post-revolution, like, but how are sex workers fucking? That's your fucking topic.
Like, this is the priority that we really need to focus on is, like, sex workers. How and why are people fucking? What is their motive for fucking? It better be something good. And, like, I don't know. I think it's kind of like how, like, every ANCAP thinks that, like, they're going to be, like, the person who is mining gold in their gold mine with their, like, child slaves or whatever.
Yes.
Well, no, I mean, like, it's real. Like, every ANCAP thinks that they're going to be, like, the fucking warlord and, like, the main ANCAP that, like, owns, like, McDonald's land. In reality, that's not the case. I think, like, kind of low-key, every tanky believes that they're going to be Stalin. And it's this, like...
Ew.
I know, right? Like, who would want to be Stalin? Jesus Christ! But, I think that that's a lot of it. And it's, you know, they want to control people. Like, they have that same, like, desire to control people. Just like, you know, every fucking Nazi thinks that, like, you know, after, like, their idea of the perfect revolution, then they're going to be Hitler. Like, it's the same shit. Like, It's like this desire to like control other people that like I don't really understand where it comes from, because like, dude, like aside from the fact that that's really fucked up, also like that's a whole other thing that you're gonna have to like deal with. Like, why would you want to go to that trouble of like controlling what other people are doing?
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it.
No, I totally agree with that.
You. And, I mean, they even do shit like, you know, there was this meme that was going around, and it actually started on Tanky Twitter, that was basically like, I forget exactly what it was, but it was like, you know, things have class character. And it was like a picture of like cops versus like a picture of like, I don't know, some like KGB motherfuckers. And so
mm-hmm.
apparently because like the KGB motherfuckers are like the glorious people's cops, then like they're somehow okay. And
yeah, no.
There's this weird dissonance where like if you add like the glorious people's onto like anything that's recognized as bad under capitalism, well then all of a sudden to tankies it's good. But they can't do that with sex workers, because then they're like, oh, wait, the state is telling people to fuck other motherfuckers. That's really fucked up. Shit. Oh, God. Now everything else we believe is collapsing. And so that's why they hate us.
Yeah, and I'm not going to lie. Like, one of the weirdest things about that, though, is I'll be like, everything under capitalism is bad. Everything under this whatever post-rev utopia is good. But it's like, y'all know sex workers aren't really doing well under capitalism. Like, capitalist governments don't like sex workers either. Like, y'all know that, right? So it's, like,
yeah.
interesting to me that, like, anything that any capitalist government supports is bad inherently, except sex work, because that's not supported anywhere, as it should be. And it's like, so y'all didn't even take a minute to think about, maybe we do sound like people who support capitalist governments when it comes to sex work. No.
Oh,
not even an ounce of self-reflection.
And also, I mean, it's like you said earlier, like, basically their idea of fucking, wait a second, I gotta shut my door.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's like you said earlier, like, their idea of this, like, post-revolutionary utopia is the exact same miserable grind that, like, everyone is expected to live under capitalism. So, really, what has changed? What is so revolutionary? Like, what are we free from if we're just doing the same miserable shit that we were doing when we were living under capitalism?
Oh, but you'll be guaranteed housing and food. It's totally different.
Very cool. Very cool. I will love living in my house and eating my food when I have no time to do anything fun or anything that I enjoy, because I'm working in the state factory. Or actually, you know what? Like, I'm going to really enjoy living in my gulag, because let's be real, that's where I'm going in their utopia.
Yep. And, like, I think that's one of the wildest things to me, too, especially just, you know, and that, oh, see, that was some other shit, too. They're like, you don't understand because you're a white American cam girl. I was like, I'm a, excuse me? What?
Like, I personally never knew that you were a white American cam girl. I mean, we've hung out on many occasions, and this is a surprise to me, but, I mean, it's good to know that. Like, it's great.
I was like,
great to know that you are a white American cam girl.
See, you should. Well, the actual fucking story there is you need to go to the optometrist, because obviously what you were seeing is not what's actually happening.
Clearly.
Get an eye exam.
No, honestly, to be real, I might need some, like, anti-hallucinatory drug. Like,
oh.
I might need more than an optometrist. I'm not sure.
Oh. That's not good.
Jesus Christ. Like, your Twitter name alone maybe should have tipped them off, but okay. All right.
You would think that, yeah, it does say uppity negress. You think that that would have given them a clue. But no, they were really like, I can tell by talking to you that you're like a super privileged sex worker and you've never like been in a situation where you didn't want to do sex work and you just do cam work and you've like never been in danger and you're white and young and rich. And I was like, what the fuck? Because they're like, anybody who supports rights for sex workers has to be that. And I was like, I don't know if y'all are aware of how many like sex worker led organizations there are fighting for sex workers to have rights. And a lot of them are not in America and a lot of them are not centered around white women. Like, throughout Africa,
yeah.
throughout India, there are so many organizations. And people were like, no, that's not true. That's, like, this is their thing now. They didn't say pimp lobby, which, if y'all are old enough to remember, like, the anti-sex worker rhetoric of a few years ago was pimp lobby. Now it's a UN propaganda tool.
Oh.
So I don't know if you knew that.
That's a new one.
Yes.
That's a new
Yeah, somebody told me that because, yeah, somebody told me that the word sex worker was created by the UN in, like, the late 1990s.
What?
And I was like,
what?
Exactly what I did. I was like, that's weird. I could have sworn sex workers were quite literally on the record using it in the 1970s to talk about themselves. But no, apparently, according to Tangi Twitter, the term sex worker is a propaganda term created by the UN in the late 90s to create the idea that sex workers are empowered individuals. I don't know if you knew all that.
Wow, like, I'm learning so much from this conversation right now. That's incredible. Like, I guess all of the shit from the 1970s where, like, sex workers were talking about themselves as sex workers, like, I guess that was just, like, created by the UN to try and create this backstory, I'm sure. It's just, they're
yes.
just propping up their
yes.
Totally, because that makes a lot of sense.
It does make sense.
All right.
It makes all the sense
totally.
If you think about it.
Yeah.
And it was, actually, let me see. And the person tweeting this to me is, let me see if I have their at here. Of course, it says fiscally Marxist, socially Leninist. Okay. And
dude,
lo and behold,
what?
They're fucking back. yeah, fiscally Marxist, socially Leninist.
Yo. Oh, no. 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 No! What I mean about them sliding further and further right into just straight up fucking fascism. Tankies, not comrades.
Yes,
at
and
all.
So their background picture, and of course their background picture looks like somewhere in Asia with a communist flag in the back, and someone is playing a guitar and someone else is loading an AK-47. So, of course, this is their background picture. And so, yeah, this is what this person is telling me. I'm like, yeah,
well,
they have been sort of like, what the?
Like, I want to know why that motherfucker has time to be, like, playing a guitar. Like, shouldn't they be working in a factory?
They'd
like, come on.
One day off a year.
Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, what's really fucked up is that, like, you know, I mean, like, fucking the right in general, whether they're like the fucking just generally shitty right or like the actual like straight up fascist right, like they don't understand the left at all, and they just think that everyone like is a Stalinist, but they also think that Stalinists are anarchists. Like, I don't really get how that works, but whatever. And like, these tankies, they are like the actual embodiment of these right-wing straw men.
Yes. I'm just,
like,
these are just a couple tweets.
All of the terrible things that, like, the right says that, like, the left in general wants. And
yeah.
I'm just like, dude, like, why, though?
Yeah, and like, okay, here's someone whose at is Ghost of Lenin. They said, we will not have prostitution under socialism. You can have sex with whoever you please, but we will not maintain a system which guarantees men's access to women's bodies through commodification and trafficking. Only non-coercive sex should be defended. And so somebody said, you realize we're talking about non-coercive sex, right? You don't have to do it to survive. And their response is, it's coercive by definition. What? So post-revolution, sex work is still coercive even though you don't have to do it? What?
Right.
This is wild. It is wild.
Okay.
And then, you know, this Then this person comes in and says, the birth of the term sex work was done by free market NGOs who use bourgeoisie privileged women like you to convince people they have something in common with women like this. And then puts up a picture of somebody who, based on the picture, looks like they are in a recovery center after a serious battle with addiction. And it's like, so not apparently I'm a bourgeoisie privileged woman, but apparently also all sex workers have drug habits?
Yeah, like, that's gross as fuck. Wow.
Like, this is, yeah, like this was my mentions for days. Now, mind you, they were still in there today. This conversation started the day before Halloween.
Like, oh my God.
And every time I block one, every time I block one, one still, a new one comes up.
Oh no.
And then
they fucking dogpile. And it's like, I mean, yo, like everybody kind of dogpiles on Twitter. Like that's how Twitter works. But like, thank yous are like on some other shit. Like, I don't get it. I think they're like really like trying to like start out that like post-revolutionary conformity, like as soon as possible. So they're really on it when the time comes, maybe. But, like, they dogpile,
mm-hmm.
like, no people. It's fucking bizarre.
And then someone else in the thread, the same person who said that sex worker was a term not created by sex workers, this person also said, you're not a sex worker, you're a porn star. You have as much in common with a street hooker as I have with someone who mines cobalt in the Congo. Like, what? Why? Why are you like this? And then said, I'm not American, so you're... Right, and then said, I'm not American, so your identity politics shaming won't work on me. People on the rest of the planet understand that just by using the appropriate expressions, you can't alleviate exploitation. What? Like, what
yeah,
is wrong with you people?
Yo, it's wild because, like, tankies, like, if they, whether or not they live in America, if they're not originally from America, then, like, they will just, like, pull on that for all it's fucking worth, and like they're like, oh well, you live in America, so you must support America. It's like, nah, bro, nah, absolutely not. Like, I don't know, fucking abusing the people they fucking revolution, like the revolutionaries that they fucking idolize, like they created the Soviet Union, like they lived in Tsarist Russia, right? Like that didn't mean they supported Tsarist Russia, so like
right.
maybe similar shit. I don't know. Terrible.
Oh, yeah, and then this person continues, because I, you know, made, like, a smart-ass comment and said maybe you should write a piece about how Jack the Ripper, or the whores that Jack the Ripper killed had it coming. Like, and he goes, you're unhinged. The term sex work was coined by the ILO, the UN's labor org, and Amnesty International in the 90s. I wonder what happened in the 90s that facilitated a mass trafficking of women from East Europe to the Western world. Like, what? What?
Does this person like, not realize there's like all types of trafficking of women like out of the Soviet Union to like because people
no.
wanted to leave because
no.
living in the Soviet Union fucking sucked and like so then people would take advantage. Like, do they not realize that? Like, it's a thing. Hello.
They don't care. It is just like
no,
it is bizarre because it's so ahistorical. But also
yeah.
so wrong, and they just keep doubling down and doubling down. Like, it is bizarre, right?
It's completely bizarre.
And then,
it doesn't matter what evidence you present to the contrary. Like, whatever their narrative is the narrative. And, I mean,
mm-hmm.
once again, this is a thing that they, like, massively have in common with the far right. Because the far right loves to tell completely different versions of history from what actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
And
then this
you're
one
like,
is
no. They're like, no, but actually, though, no, this fake thing totally happened. And, like, it's creepy.
Yeah, and then somebody else in this comment, so I'm just reading random tweets in this Twitter thread. Somebody else who's, I blocked them, but apparently their avatar picture is, again, somebody who appears to be wearing a USSR, you know, soldier's outfit. Like, all right. And says, lots of you will agree with communists when we talk about ending exploitive and oppressive industries and relations of production, but the instant we extend that to the sex industry, self-proclaimed socialists turn into ANCAPs yelling about voluntary transactions. What?
What? No.
Like,
no.
I don't think anybody ever said that voluntary transactions are bad, nor do I think that is a signal of capitalism. Like, bartering is not, you know what? I don't know. Apparently, I am a hipster socialist,
no.
So.
Assigning value to anything is automatically capitalist. If you exchange anything for anything else, it's capitalism. Like, little kids, when, like, they're going through their fucking Halloween candy and shit, right? And, like, you know,
yeah.
Some kid, like, really doesn't like Starburst, but then, like, you know, the other kid has a peanut allergy, so they can't eat the Snickers that the kid that doesn't like, you know, when they exchange that shit, capitalism.
It is capitalist. Little fucking capitalist.
That's the gulag.
You need to re-educate them while they're young.
Re-educate
and then,
them.
And this random person, true, but many in the industry are trafficked with or without their knowledge by force. How the fuck do you be trafficked without your knowledge by force?
I was just going to say, how though? How is that a thing? How?
Like, what?
How can you be trafficked and not know it?
But, and,
I mean,
and that's the thing, they even added by force. Trafficked by force without their knowledge.
Yeah,
what?
Like, specifically, I guess, like, you could sort of argue that, like, you know, the, like, shitty-ass pimp boyfriend that's like, oh, no, like, you need to, like, fuck these dudes and bring the money back to me, like, that's kind of, like, trafficking, and, like, often they do it in a way where, like, it's not immediately apparent, because that's how abuse works, because you can't, but, like, by force? No, you always know. It's force. Jesus Christ.
I don't even... It's wild. Yeah.
Wild.
It is wild.
And it, like, it's kind of impossible to actually argue with them because, like, they have no interest in, I mean, again, another parallel with the far right is they have absolutely no interest in, like, actually, like, exchanging anything in good faith at all. Like, they come to you with, like, bad faith arguments and, like, they will not listen, and so you can't debate them because, no, you're just wrong if you don't agree with them. And that's, again, another reason why tankies are not comrades.
Yeah, that's somebody said, when you say listen to sex workers, you're selective. You refuse to listen to current or exited prostitutes who fight and support the Nordic model.
Okay. What, all five of them, at least two of them, are proven to have never actually done sex work a day in their lives by, like, you know, people who, like, worked on the corners that they said they worked and never saw these bitches? Yeah, sure.
Oh, fucking Rachel Moran.
Oh, yeah, that, you know what I'm talking about, yeah.
I mean, at least, Rachel Moran, because, like, now were you around the sex work Twitter during the Stella Maar shit? That was a few years ago. Yeah, she was on this whole fucking, like, I was trafficked and I was, like, tied to a bed in a hotel and, like, raped by men all the time, and then I got sold to a college professor.
Oh, wait, yeah, I think I do vaguely remember that. I was, like, kind of avoiding sex worker Twitter at the time just because it was, like, exhausting, but, yeah, I think I remember hearing about that.
Yeah, she was on that shit. She was, like, fucking...
And sold to a college professor thing.
Yes, yeah, she got sold to a college professor, and then, like, people did some digging, and it turned out that she was basically just, like, a sugar baby, and the dude, like, put the condo in her name. A condo in Manhattan was in her name, and she's talking about, I was trafficked and not allowed to leave the condo that was in my name. What?
The hardship. Dude bought her a house. My God. Can you imagine?
It was fucking wild. And she's like, just because it was nice doesn't mean it wasn't a cage. It was a gilded cage. I'm like, but it was in your name. You could have changed the locks anytime you wanted to because it was in your name. And she's like, no,
exactly.
I couldn't. I'm like, what? Like,
why, though? Like, it was in her name, you know? I mean, like, that doesn't mean that, like, the situation wasn't, like, abusive and toxic, and, like, that's totally possible, but, like, it's not, you know?
Yeah, that's
it's
the
not,
thing. And, like, it could have been a horrible
no way out. Like, it,
right.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, I was being trafficked. I didn't have any power. And I'm like, you had a condo
in
Manhattan that you could sell. Like,
yeah.
You can change the locks. You can out him to his university. You can out him to his wife. You can change the locks. You can sell that shit and move. Like, which is like,
right.
No, I had no power. I was trafficked in the place I own. And I was like, okay. And, of course, you know, that all blew up and then she disappeared. But she was one of the ones who was, like, at the forefront of calling everybody who supported sex work. Like, you're in the pimp lobby. Like, okay.
They love that
okay.
shit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, also, like, they do, fucking tankies do the same shit that regular swerfs do, where it's, like, any sex worker that has ever, like, expressed any kind of, like, unhappiness about their job, they're like, oh, well, like, obviously it's exploitative. And it's like, oh, you know what? I have some really interesting news that you'll love about all work.
Right.
But again,
which
doesn't
is
fit into, like, creepy fetishization of work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no.
And, yeah, and
the Stalinist utopia, work is joy. Work, I mean, one could even say possibly in the Stalinist utopia, work will make you free. I don't know. Turn us off,
you know, I think that, and I think that a lot of that, too, does go back to, I think we touched on it before, but it's like, if you're not in a factory, like, making a thing. Like, you're not, you know, you have to, like, make auto parts, or you have to be making a bed, or you have to be, like, packaging food or something. If you're providing a service that doesn't create a material thing, whatever work you're doing is not valid, right? Because it's like, therapists aren't real workers. Chiropractors aren't real workers. Sex workers aren't real workers. Because you're not, like, making a physical material thing. And that's such a bizarre way to look at work to me. Like, I don't... It's just fucking,
like,
weird to me. I don't fucking get it.
It's not only a bizarre way of looking at work, but it's, like, a very, I mean, it's a very capitalistic way of looking at work, where it's, like, the value of your work is your productivity. And, like, that's exactly what capitalism says. The value of your work is productivity. And it's, like, okay, so if therapists aren't workers, then, like, what? People aren't going to be crazy after the fucking revolution. Like, I mean, yeah,
mm-hmm.
okay, sure. Without capitalism, I'm sure that, like, in general, people would probably eventually become happier. And, you know, there would be, like, less depression and shit like that, for sure. But, like, it won't be totally eradicated. And war is very
mm-hmm.
traumatic, and revolutions are not fun. So people are going to be super fucked up after the fucking revolution. And if therapists aren't workers, then, like, that's going to be a problem, because, like, you're going to really need some therapists.
Yeah, like, and it's just, yeah, it's very bizarre to me. And then someone else, of course, because, of course, showed up with the Melissa Farley stats and said, if you actually listen to sex workers around the world instead of just a few loud, privileged Americans, and I was like, oh, fuck my life. Which, you know, for listeners, if you... For listeners who don't know, Melissa Farley is a quote-unquote researcher, I will use that term in a very lax manner when describing her, who does work based around sex work, but her goal is to end prostitution, so as one may assume, her fucking stats tend to be a little bit skewed most of the time, and she's actually gotten called out for that several times because her research is not entirely honest, and it's oftentimes misquoted as well. And then she wrote that fucking... That shitty fucking thing with Nikki Farley, that, like, why I chose prostitution. Remember that fucking thing?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, she, like, so she wrote, yeah, so she wrote this thing. I guess it was allegedly supposed to be satire or irony or what the fuck, but it was horrible. And it was, like, called something like, why I chose to become a prostitute or something like that, or why I made the choice to get into prostitution, something like that. But it was, like, just, like, the most horrible fucked up shit, like, I got gang raped by the football team and decided that rape could be a transcendental experience, so I became a prostitute. Or, like,
yeah.
My stepfather coerced me into it. Or, you know, like, what was it? You know, it was something about, like, my pimp told me that being in his stable was a good way to make friends with other women. Like, shit, like, it was just fucking horrible. And a lot of it was, like, rape jokes and, like, abuse jokes and incest jokes. And I was just like, this isn't. And it's, like, aside from the fact that, like, that's already horrible as it fucking is, like, on every level, and it's, like, not funny, it's not good satire. But this is also written by the person whose goal, they have stated, is to end prostitution and is doing the research. So, you know, maybe their stats might be a little fucking skewed. Like, you know, it's fucking horrible.
Because, like, I mean, she continues to get quoted places despite the fact that, like, major universities and publications, scientific publications and shit, have completely discredited her because, like, she uses shitty methods. Like, her sample sizes, she almost never has a control group, for example. Like,
mm-hmm.
her definition of, like, what constitutes buying sex is so fucking broad. Like, watching porn constitutes buying sex, according to Melissa Farley. So it's like, oh, all of these men are sex buyers. But, like, she doesn't actually, like, mention that she's including watching porn. She's just like, yes, they're, like, coercing these women into these unspeakable acts. And it's, like, it's weird because, I mean, she does the same shit that's, like, I mean, it's very lurid the way that she talks about sex work.
Mm-hmm.
Very, like,
and
women in chains forced to perform unspeakable acts for survival.
Yes, and now wasn't it one of
women in cages? Like, well,
wait, wasn't it one of her studies that was used to do the whole, like, the average entry is 11 or what the fuck ever? Because it was, like,
oh,
literally
yeah.
a study of minors in the industry where everybody, the oldest person in the study was, like, 15. And then she's like,
yeah,
but the average entry of all sex workers is, like, 12. And I was like, what? Based
yeah.
on a study where
and
nobody
like,
was over 15 years old, the average entry is 12
like,
for everyone?
Yeah. Well, no, totally. Like, that makes perfect sense to me. For sure. If you're going to talk about this, I mean, just look at the minors involved in the industry and, like, that'll just show you everything. That's how
it will. Works. Absolutely will. It is.
Yeah.
That is how science works. And then this was a tweet somebody had. This guy, I think, is a right-winger. I don't even think he's, like, on that tanky ship, but this comment is just hilarious to me. You come across as a bookish virgin who's an expert on sex. 99% of prostitutes are not sex workers. They're addicts or women who have been coerced or enslaved. Stop using these unfortunate women to virtue signal your narcissism. You're neither cool nor compassionate.
Oh,
how
shit.
Do these people
oh,
end
was...
up in my mentions?
Yeah. Okay. I remember that dude because I was talking shit to him and like...
Oh, were you?
Holy shit, that whole thing, I didn't even realize that, like, the tankies were, like, an extension of that motherfucker. But what the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know if he's, like...
Long before Halloween.
Yeah,
wow.
It's like, and it seems, yeah, well, you know what, but that's the thing, though, because looking at his other tweets, because, you know, I scroll this time, he appears to be more, like, conservative with his shit, but it's like... shitting on sex workers and being misogynist in a backhanded way is where fucking tankies and conservatives find common ground, you know? So
yeah.
It's like, here we are.
It's almost like authoritarianism is bad, whether it's under capitalism or not. Weird.
Weird.
Weird. So weird. I am confused. Never thought. Or
right? Yeah, it's just, I don't know. I don't, it's wild. It's wild. But, yeah, I guess, I don't know. I guess, like, the thing is, though, like, coming from a leftist perspective where you're supposed to be focused on, you know, workers' rights and ending capitalism and creating a more equal distribution of wealth and resources. And it's just, like, so disappointing that leftists have such shitty politics around sex work, you know? Like, it kind of hurts a little bit, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, it's terrible. Like, it's... And it's exhausting, also. And it sucks because, like, I mean, on the one hand, you have the fucking tanky swerf bullshit. But then, like, on the other hand, like, you have this, like, weird, like, fetishization of sex work.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, oh, yeah, like, it's so empowering and so good. And, like, oh, yeah, it's dangerous. But, like, mostly people just talk about, like, oh, yeah, sex workers are strong and all this. And, like, don't actually, like, want to do anything. I mean, you have people who are, like, still on the fucking Bernie Sanders shit. And, like, they'll be like, oh, yeah, like, we support sex workers and everything. But, like, I don't know, Bernie voted for FOSTA, so... That happened.
Right, exactly.
And
which is like, you know, that was, I think I told you I went to D.C. for that shit with Kate D'Adamo.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
That was dope.
And, like, that, it was wild to me. So, again, for listeners, if you don't know, I went to D.C. We had, like, a, basically, like, a sex worker lobby day to talk to politicians on the Hill, on Capitol Hill. It was like, you know, we're in there, we're talking to all these people, and we're like, so... this bill is about sex trafficking and sex work. Do you know if the representative in question talked to any sex workers or trafficked people? And they're like, no. And I'm like, oh. Well. Okay. Like, I kept hearing a lot of no. Like, did you talk to sex workers before? No. Maybe you should talk to sex. No. Oh. Oh, okay. Okay. But yeah, it's just like the fucking, let's just pass some shit and it's going to affect like entire groups of people, entire demographics, and not be talked to them about how it might possibly impact them. The fuck?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, like, why would you talk to the demographic that, like, is going to be affected? Like, why would you do that?
That's
why?
Just silly. We know what's best for them. We don't need to consult them.
It's kind of like, I feel like for a lot of the left, like, both the fucking tanky swerks and also just like the more like rest of the left that aren't like explicitly anti-sex worker but like are just shitty about sex work with often without even meaning to be, like, I feel like it's kind of like we're not really real to them, like we're these like mythic figures that like they're like, oh yeah, you talk about sex workers but like they never really get to the point where they're like, oh no, wait, like there's like a lot of sex workers like in our communities and in our movements and like maybe we should let them talk and listen to them. It's just like, no, like let's talk about sex work. Like but you don't know what you're talking about, but like we do, so maybe let us talk. Maybe.
No, we can't do that. No. Because sex workers don't, you know, they don't know what they're doing. Which is like that, like, shady shit, too. Like, oh, sex work, nobody chooses to be a sex worker under capitalism. And it's like, people don't choose to fucking work under capitalism. Nobody's trying to starve to death.
Yeah.
Though. Like, that's a shitty way to die. So, you know,
exactly.
Like, that is such a, because that shit is so, like, they'll be like, oh, nobody chose a sex worker. I'm like, okay, but how many people grew up being like, I want to work in a cubicle and be yelled at by my boss 5 days a week?
I don't know. That's what
Nobody.
I wanted to do when I was a little kid. When I was a little kid, you know, also possibly flip burgers at McDonald's. Like, that was a thing that I really dreamed of. But it just didn't pan out for me, so, like, now I suck dick. You know?
Yeah,
you
know,
do what
I
you
wanted to be a cashier. Yeah, I wanted to be a cashier at a retail store and have people just yell at me because they're having a bad day and they feel a need to take it out on me. But, you know,
right?
It didn't quite
like,
turn out like
that. That sounds great.
Which I think is another thing, too. They're like, nobody chooses sex work. I'm like, and yet, who chooses to be in customer service and get treated like shit? Why aren't you concerned about, like, the overall lack of human empathy that workers in certain industries are allowed to just be treated like trash? Like, why aren't we concerned about that?
Yeah.
Like, how about we talk
and,
about living wages?
And it's crazy because it's like, I feel like you get one or the other. You either get people who are, like, super concerned about, like, workers in other industries and then just act like everything's hunky-dory for sex workers except for, like, oh, yeah, well, maybe, like, criminalization's bad. Or they just don't give a fuck about other workers and are like, oh, but the sex workers need to be saved. It's one or the other. You don't get, like, oh, wait, work is bad. Work is very bad. Capitalism is hell.
Yeah. It's like, nigga, sex workers are people, not puppies. Stop trying to save them.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, it would be really cool if someone could just, like, save me from capitalism, but, like, sex work
itself.
That would
be cool.
I know, like, I would love to be saved from capitalism, but my job, I mean, like, no, not really. Like, it's the best that I have under this shitty system. It's better than, like, the other options. At least it gives me, like, free time to do shit and, like, mostly a living wage. So,
mm-hmm.
That's nice. I like those things.
Right? Yeah, it's wild.
Everyone hates their fucking job.
I know.
Literally everyone. I mean, like, I guess there's, like, probably a couple people who like their jobs, but they're lucky and exceptional.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And it's just,
All right. Oh, go ahead.
It is legit really fucking frustrating, though, that, like, so much of the left has just horrible, horrible politics around sex work.
Mm-hmm.
And even the people who, like, say that they're a pro-sex worker, a lot of times their politics around sex work are trash.
And like you said, though, that's the sad thing, is there sex workers willing to be like, I will educate you, I will tell you things, just give me a space to let me speak, and they're like, no. Nah.
We know what's best. No, you don't. Please, no.
I know. All right. So I'm going to cut the podcast. Is there anything we missed or anything you want to add as a closing thought?
No, not really. I think we basically covered it. Tankies are not comrades. Just want to restate that. They're basically fascists.
Tankies are not comrades. Yeah.
Nope.
That might actually be the title of the episode, is Tankies are not comrades. I did
not
introduce
you. Unless unity is a lie.
Yes.
Yeah.
And although I did not introduce you, did you want to do an introduction, or what name would you like to use?
Kit is cool. Kit Snicket. I'm crime_hooker on Twitter, but I'm probably going to get banned again any day now, so who knows what I'll be next.
Oh, who did you piss off now?
Well, actually, so far, so good, but, like, I just sort of operate, now that I'm on my, like, third Twitter, I just sort of am constantly operating under the assumption that I'm going to try and go on Twitter one day, and, oh, shit, you're suspended. So, you know, it is what it is.
Okay.
I talk too much shit on the internet. It's, you know, it's a condition.
I have the same condition. That's why we're friends.
Exactly. I understand
how
you still have your Twitter.
Pure luck, actually. Like, really.
Honestly.
Yeah. All right. So thank you to Kit for hanging out with us. Of course, this is After Dark with WineCellarMedia.com. You can follow Kit. You can follow me on Twitter at UppityNegress, 2 P's, 2 T's, 2 S's. And, of course, if you want to help keep the Wine Cellar going, you can donate to us at PayPal.me/WineCellarMediaFund. Yeah, it's good, right? Right.
Fuck yeah.
All right.
It's great.
Yeah, thanks for hanging out with us, and we are out of here. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Right. And end episode.